Francis X. Burke, born September 29, 1918, died September 6, 1988. Francis X. Burke entered active duty in the U.S. Army from the New Jersey National Guard in Jersey City, New Jersey. And by April 17, 1945, he was a transportation officer as a first lieutenant in D Company, 1st Battalion, 15th Infantry Regiment, 3rd Infantry Division. On that day, 66 years ago today, in Nuremberg, Germany, he repeatedly engaged German forces alone during the fight to capture the city. For these actions, he was awarded the Medal of Honor 9 months later, on January 9, 1946. Burke reached the rank of major before leaving the army. He died at the age of 69 and was buried here at the Brigadier General William C. Doyle Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Arneytown, New Jersey. Citation. He fought with extreme gallantry in the streets of war-torn Nuremberg, Germany, where the 1st Battalion, 15th Infantry, was engaged in rooting out fanatical defenders of the citadel of Nazism. As battalion transportation officer, he had gone forward to select a motor pool site when, in a desire to perform more than his assigned duties and participate in the fight, he advanced beyond the lines of the forward riflemen. Detecting a group of about 10 Germans making preparations for a local counterattack, he rushed back to a nearby American company, secured a light machine gun with ammunition, and daringly opened fire on this superior force, which deployed and returned his fire with machine pistols, rifles, and rocket launchers. From another angle, a German machine gun tried to blast him from his emplacement. But First Lieutenant Burke killed this gun crew and drove off the survivors of the unit he had originally attacked. Giving his next attention to the enemy infantrymen in ruining buildings, he picked up the rifle, dashed more than 100 yards through intense fire, and engaged the Germans from behind an abandoned tank. A sniper nearly hit him from a cellar only 20 yards away. But he dispatched his adversary by running directly to the basement window, firing a full clip into it, and then plunging through the darkened aperture to complete the job. He withdrew from the fight only long enough to replace his jammed rifle and secure grenades, then re-engaged the Germans. Finding his shots ineffective, he pulled the pins from two grenades and, holding one in each hand, rushed the enemy-held building, hurling his missiles just as the enemy threw a potato masher grenade at him. In the triple explosion, the Germans were wiped out, and First Lieutenant Burke was dazed, but he emerged from the shower of debris that had engulfed him, recovered his rifle, and went on to kill three more Germans and meet the charge of machine pistolmen, who he cut down with three calmly delivered shots. He then retired towards enemy lines and there assisted a platoon in a raging 30-minute fight against formidable armed hostile forces. This enemy group was repulsed, and the intrepid fighter moved to another friendly group, which broke the power of a German unit armed with a 20-millimeter gun in a fierce firefight. In 4 hours of heroic action, First Lieutenant Burke single-handedly killed 11 and wounded 3 enemy soldiers and took a leading role in the engagements, in which an additional 29 enemy were killed or wounded. His extraordinary bravery and superb fighting skill are an inspiration to his comrades, and his entire voluntary mission in an extremely dangerous territory hastened the fall of Nuremberg in his battalion sector.